I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
North Carolina man, he tried to rob a place where I've never been before, a Golden Corral restaurant. Anybody been to the Golden Corral?
Sure, of course.
How is it?
It's like a buffet.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I know that, but I've never been inside. It's, on TV, those commercials, guys, they sell me. It's like, I feel like, how the hell have I not been to a Golden Corral?
You probably love it. You would probably
you
love
think
it.
I you, love it?
You'd probably love it.
All right.
I don't love it.
They have
all
a lot
right.
of good deals.
All right, well, hey. I'm all about the deal. You ladies know me quite well. Okay, well, he tried to rob a Golden Corral restaurant, and he got stuck, though, in a ventilation duct. Employees first noticed something was wrong or going on when the smoke, you know, they're cooking in the kitchen, you know, stuff happens. It didn't properly, like, vent above the oven.
Ooh.
They're like, whoa, we got a problem here. You know, like, why is this, you know, not clearing out and getting sucked up, you know, with the air? Well, the manager discovered the problem when he went to the roof of the building and noticed, wait a minute, there's a man partially stuck here screaming for help.
Oh, my gosh.
Police were able to remove the guy from the vent. They took him to the hospital because he needed some help. And after, he was released and charged with felony breaking and entering and damage to property. So
should have just went there like normal people for some mashed potatoes.
Just scoop the money on your plate. A Florida man was questioned by police. They pulled him over and they said, hey, can we have your ID? But instead, he handed the police a joint.
Ooh.
Yeah, the guy was sleeping in his car and it took several attempts for the officers. Hey, man, wake up. Like, wake up, dude. They thought he was dead at first, but
yikes.
He finally woke up when the officer said, hey, are you okay? They figured that out. Like, can you give us your ID, your license? He handed them an empty pack of cigarettes, and inside was a partially used blunt.
Yeah.
The officers also found a scale, more marijuana bagged up inside the car. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of paraphernalia. And our final Dummy of the Day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show. You got to see this video at RadioNowIndy.com. Cops in Texas are looking for a burglar who used a pair of his own underwear, they believe, to hide his face.
You know what? Don't make extra dirty laundry when you don't need to.
That's efficient.
But it's when you see the video, it is so dumb because like he covers up like just below his nose. So you see his nose, his eyes, his facial structure.
He did the wrong part of his
face.
Yes,
it's like, come on, dude. Like, I understand the underwear makes a decent poor man's ski mask when in, you know, in a pinch if you're going to break in somewhere. But, and what does he do? Looks directly at the camera.
Nice.
Always.
I don't know much about breaking and entering, okay, ladies?
Well,
I really don't. But I, like, you, do you ever go into a story like, oh, there's a camera here at work. If you go around the corner, we know we have a camera there.
I'm pretty unaware of my surroundings.
Oh my gosh, you need to step it up.
The guy should have put the underwear over his whole face and then just used the crotch
oh,
hole
yeah.
for
exactly.
His eyes.
He could have peeked.
To look.
I was going to say his mouth.
Oh yeah.
Wait, because ladies don't have that, right? But you know what I'm talking about with men's underwear?
Yes.
Like where you can just pull the, you know, for
yeah.
whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, pull the junk out. You could just, woo, peekaboo.
Yep. Would have been perfect.
Oh, man. Now crimes. You just gave criminals listening right now a bunch of ideas, Alex.
Sorry, I'm a criminal mastermind. I can't help it.
Way to go. Well, the police department posted the video on their Facebook page, and we have it up now online. They're asking for the help because apparently he has not been caught yet, and it's not even known what he stole from the building. Maybe he didn't even get anything. But
well, then that's just a waste of time.
Exactly. If you're going to commit a crime, at least get something out of it. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.